Hello, and welcome to the Dell Technologies Need to Know podcast series, your source for cyber resilience, brought to you in association with VMware and AMD. In this series, we invite leading cybersecurity specialists and experts to probe the key issues and share best practices for combating current and emerging cyber threats. I'm Liz Green, the European Advisory and Cyber Leader at Dell Technologies. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the leadership required to reduce cyber risk and the role of senior business stakeholders to build cyber resilience. Cybersecurity has moved from a technology or security problem to a business imperative, from the data center to the boardroom. In fact, we are now seeing company boards require cyber expertise of their directors. New laws have also come into effect to ensure organizations report on and properly test the resilience of their services and operations. With the multitude of cyber technologies and approaches, strong cyber leadership is not easy to find or achieve. In today's podcast, we will discuss the role leadership plays in building cyber resilience and the teams and wider ecosystem required to reduce risk in today's always-on, connected, cloud-based world. To help us with this topic today, I am delighted to introduce Deloitte Risk Advisory Partner, William McLeod Scott. William, it is so lovely to have you here today. Thank you for joining us.
Well, glad to be here and happy to chat.
Thanks, William. So to kick us off, do you mind highlighting in your work what you see as the key consideration for an organization when building cyber resilience?
Yeah, sure. And I think you alluded to it in your opening introduction there, that this is a business problem as much as anything else. And when I look at organizations trying to tackle their cyber issues, one thing strikes me as being most important, and that is that it has to be put in the context of everything else the business is doing. If you try to do this in a silo, you will fail to be able to meet the business expectations and then the regulatory expectations. So an overall framework that incorporates your capability to respond from a technology perspective, from a business continuity perspective, from a cyber perspective and cyber resilience is absolutely critical. And and all of that has to fit together. So if I was to be talking to a board about this, the first thing that I would be saying is make sure that you are putting all your stovepipes together and that you are looking at this in a common way. So that cyber resilience is part of an overall strategy. It's not a strategy all on its own. Really very important, I think, and making sure you can leverage the good stuff that businesses are already doing and just add this as an additional shield against the threats we're seeing in the market today.
Thank you, William. Really helpful. And I think getting the right strategy is critical. You talked a little bit about where boards should be focusing in terms of strategy, but do you mind speaking a bit more about where you think boards and businesses should invest to improve cyber resilience?
Yeah, sure. But let's put a slightly different slant on that question, because boards are investing already, and they've been investing for many years. And I think one of the surprises that we always have, and eyebrows are always raised at the board when we come and ask for more money. Didn't I already pay for that, William? Haven't I got disaster recovery in place already? Why are you asking for more money and what is it for? And I think those are absolutely legitimate questions, because there's been a lot of investment in detection, in prevention, from both a technology perspective, but also from a cyber perspective and a business continuity perspective. And so one of the key messages I think that is important to reiterate is that this is always an evolving world. And whilst we've been focused in the last 10 to 15 years heavily on prevention detection, the bad guys have got better at being able to evolve themselves. And we need to be able to combat that. And what that means, we need to look at the worst case scenarios, and particularly in financial services, you know, that is something that regulators are demanding. You must be able to consider severe but plausible scenarios. You know, that means pervasive ransomware attacks, and you've got to be able to think about how your organization will recover from that. And so it's an uncomfortable discussion because we can't stop the prevention and detection investment that needs to go on. But we also need to include within that the capability to recover from catastrophic loss, the sorts of things we've seen on our TVs with the Colonial Pipeline incident, for example, and many others that we can quote that are very common, and boards understand this. What I'm seeing is that there is a tilt towards thinking about how we can recover from some of these more perhaps considered tail risks in the old days, but now much more common, and how we can put in place cyber recovery capability so that our organization, our business, can continue to function in all circumstances, in every instance, so that we can minimize customer harm should we have an attack, a loss of technology, which would prevent us from being able to deliver for our customers. So that's the key twist. That's the key change. It's an increase in investment in the response and recovery aspects from cyber. Now, just one thing before I finish on that. Again, that does not fit as a silo. It does not. It's not a thing that's on its own. It works in conjunction with your current business continuity, business workarounds, your technology strategies, and the whole thing has to fit together. So in answering your first question, we're also thinking about how that fits in with the second part around building out your capability.
Thank you, William. Really helpful. And I think organizations are recognizing that disruption is here to stay, be it ransomware, geopolitical tensions, or, you know, just even outages, and how do we recover from those? I think your point on this investment sitting alongside things that have already been invested in around business continuity is helpful as well. And I think it actually leads us nicely onto our final question, which is looking at cyber resilience and recovering from disruption. How can organizations best build the right team to deliver and run a cyber resilience program?
It's a really difficult one for businesses because very often we can't afford to have all of the key specialists that we might need on hand at any one time. The purpose of the business is to be commercially successful, and then carrying a team of 400 cyber specialists is probably not going to be particularly helpful with that. So how do you manage that? And I think there are a number of things. If we take ourselves to the worst case scenario where you're looking at response and having to recover, it makes really good sense to have not only an internal team that's well drilled and well prepared to be able to recover and run a recovery, but our experience from running multiple of these recovery events with our clients is that the ability to scale and bring in specialists and help at speed is critical. A retainer service from key technology personnel who will turn up when the chips are down is really, really important when you think about those kind of recovery and response aspects. But hopefully that's a bit of a tail risk, and you're not going to be doing that every day. So what do we need on a day-by-day basis? Well, of course, we need our core team to run our services day-to-day. But as soon as we want to make those changes, as soon as we want to change the bank, change the business, it's about leaning on, again, those key external professionals. You don't necessarily want to be, you know, carrying a large change team with you. And of course, as a consultancy business, that is our business. That's what we would expect to be doing. And I think it does make sense for businesses that you get better value in the long term by being able to call on key specialists when you need them to help drive those change programs as necessary. So it's a combination, in my view. Key professionals who understand the business and are all over it, and more so than any consultant or any specialist advisor can be, but combined with a change the bank team when you need it, where you can bring them in, key specialists from the marketplace, whoever they may be, to be able to then deliver those change programs at speed and cost effectively. And then finally, the emergency team, if you like, when the balloon goes up, these are the people who can turn up and support you and give you that scale when things go wrong. There's only one aspect about that I would say that is very critical. You can't expect amateurs to turn up and provide you with real insight. So if you do have a retainer to be able to bring specialists in to help you in response, they also need to understand your business to be effective.
That's really helpful, William. Thank you. And I think splitting it out in three ways, having kind of the role of the business, having the right people within the business support, having people that specialize in change management, really consultants come in to really help shape what that looks like, and then having strong expertise for if something does happen, that know how to manage these kinds of attacks, be able to really support the business to get back up and running. All very different skill sets, but really, really valuable. So thank you for the insight. And I guess just to close, William, thank you for the time. Really appreciate the insights you've shared today based on your own real world experience helping some of the largest companies before, during, and after cyber attacks, which is what I know you and your team do very well. A few key takeaways for me in terms of what's been shared. I think the first is that to build resilience, the organization needs strong executive support to help identify key services, to protect, fund, and prioritize investment in key areas like cyber recovery or response. The second is that historically, investment in cybersecurity has focused on prevention or identification of bad actors. And now we're seeing a shift where investment now needs to move to and include planning for catastrophic attacks like ransomware or nation state activity and ensuring the organization is able to effectively recover. And then lastly, you know, the kinds of teams that drive these initiatives will be a mix. We have senior business leaders like the chief operating officer, chief information security officer. We have security professionals. We have other vendors and technologies, Dell being one of them. We have consulting partners like yourself, all really working together. So I think that ecosystem piece is also really important. As always, William, it's really lovely to discuss this with you. And thank you so much for the time. For those that are joining in future episodes, we're going to be joined by experts who will share their unique and varied insights into what you and your organization need to know to build greater levels of cyber resilience. Thank you for listening. We hope you join us next time. This series has been brought to you in association with VMware and AMD.